belong to church. I mean, we was in church. We've been in church all of our lives.
Amen.
I know I've had my ups and downs, but you know, God.
Yeah, go ahead, sister.
So I just
That's
want
good.
You to pray for us as we sing this song.
Amen.
When I look around and see the things He does for me, I know.
What time y'all have to be back over? You know where. Where the little white van takes you. We'll get you back out just as soon as we can. Woo, you're burning up in them old sweaters, ain't you? Amen. Well, that was good, wasn't it? That was good. You can't beat them old songs like that. What a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, just a couple things right quick now. Tonight, every bus worker, every bus driver, everybody, we need to have a meeting tonight. It's extremely important. Matter of fact, it's vital. So we got to be here tonight. And also, of course, our all-day visitation this Saturday will be starting at 9 o'clock. Our goal is to knock on 1,000 doors this Saturday. We're taking this literature here. We're taking tracts. We're taking all kinds of neat stuff. And our goal is to knock on 1,000 doors. That don't mean they'll all be home and we'll talk to them, but we're going to their house if it's the Lord's will. So you pray about the weather. Now, I got to preach down in Lancaster, South Carolina, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but I'm driving back home Friday night to go visit Saturday and then back down there Saturday evening. So I can be here for Saturday morning breakfast at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock breakfast for everybody that comes. That biscuits and gravy will stick with you. You know, that's better than one of them monster drinks. I mean, it'll give it'll stick to your rib, brother, and give you some witnessing power. So be here Saturday morning. All of our bus workers are going to be here, have a meeting, and then we're going to go out and knock on doors. It's not just for the bus ministry. You can, if you live near a trailer park or some apartment complexes, do something for the Lord this Saturday. And take these and just take them to every house. We're doing a survey. You want to come to church tomorrow? And invite them to our big day, the Mayan calendar. What's going to happen December 21st? Now, here's the way it works. Everybody's going to say, oh, that's crazy. Nothing ain't going to happen. So the Lord might just let something happen. You never know. There's no scripture that says he ain't and won't. No scripture that says he is either. But you can't outsmart God. What if the Lord really did do something that day? Wow, that'd be a shocker. But he don't do it to honor the Mayans. And you'll hear that and see it next Sunday morning. Don't miss it. All right, let's take our Bible this morning. Open to the book of Jeremiah chapter 6. The book of Jeremiah chapter number 6. And I'm going to read you some scripture here this morning and talk about the old days just a little while this morning. Jeremiah chapter number 6. And look at verse number 16. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16. And if you'll give me your attention just a few minutes this morning, we'll go. It's 50-something degrees outside, but it's very humid. And we do have our air conditioning on. We don't want you to be too cool. It's really hard to get it right when it's this kind of weather. But we'll try to make you as comfortable as possible. Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Look at it. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Here, Jeremiah told these people, find the old paths and walk in them. And they said, we're not going to do it. We like this new way and this new life and this new freedom and this new way better. And the Lord said, the old is better. I want to preach on that for just a few minutes this morning. I want to talk about the old being better. Please don't get me wrong. Let me introduce this message this morning by saying this. I don't want to imply or say that I want to go back to the horse and buggy days. I'm glad that we have cars. I'm glad that we have air conditioning. I'm glad for Walmart and cell phones and medical and scientific advancements and discoveries and technological advancements and things for help and our help, better health and medicine, all of that stuff. Anything that's good and progress, I'm not against. I like electricity. I like carpet, and I like, you know, heat pumps and keeping the temperature. I'm all for all that kind of stuff. I don't wish it was 1880 again, but I'm going to tell you this morning, there are some things, especially when it comes to God and right and wrong, that we'd be better off in this nation to get back to the old ways. Now, I want to give you two or three of them this morning and just point out to you some things that you may not give. Give it just a tad, brother, and then you can get me down. First of all, I want to say the new morality. The new morality. Back in the 60s, there come a movement called the new morality. And what they meant was, this is new. The old morals are not in force anymore. We now believe in this and this and that and this and that and the other. New morality. A close examination of the new morality reveals that it is nothing but the old immorality. Everything that was immoral in the past, we are now calling it okay and moral now. even in our homes, even in our schools, in our churches, in our home. You know, the old morality says this. A young man grows up, he gets him a job, he falls in love with his high school sweetheart, they get married, they have a family together, they raise kids together, they stay together as husband and wife. That's the old morality. The new morality says it takes a village to raise a child, to quote Hillary. And they say that the government does its part and the school does its part and all that. And it doesn't matter if there's a mom and daddy in the home, that these kids are more or less the government's responsibility to raise them. And it doesn't matter if it's a home unit. And it doesn't really matter if they pray, or it doesn't really matter if they read the Bible. It basically says, do what thou wilt. The Aleister Crowley philosophy of back 100 years ago. Basically, our philosophy is back from the 60s on is, whatever turns you on, do it. It does not matter about faithfulness. You do not have, there's no such thing as being faithful to one man or one woman. Oh, that's the old. The new morality says, do whatever you want to do. Now I want to ask you a question this morning. Is our homes in better shape now than they was 100 years ago? No, they're not. Do we see more problems in homes now than we did 100 years ago? Yes, we do. I'm saying the old way was the best way. When God said, one man and one woman and raise a family, that's exactly what God meant. You cannot improve on God's way, ladies and gentlemen. The old way is the best way for a family to raise our kids. Amen. God never in the Bible said a kid was supposed to have two daddies. God never in the Bible said a kid was supposed to have two mamas. It is against nature. It is against nature, boys and girls. God said the old way is better. Let me ask you a question. Did you used to have more locks on your doors than you do now? No, you did not. People didn't even used to lock the doors. People didn't even used to care. Your neighbors are all honest and they didn't steal from each other. Nowadays, brother, you ought to have burglar alarm systems and you got to have this and all. I'm glad for all of our technological advances, but the old morality is a lot better than the new morality. Sure is. You know about school, I was saying about schools. You know, the worst problem they used to have in schools was a teacher getting on them for chewing gum and stuff like that. They didn't have bullies. Like, you have all these specials nowadays on bullies and how to stop bullying in our schools. This person was a bully, and they beat this person up because he was a different race, or they was a different ethnic background, or he was maybe shorter or had big ears, or the kid, you know, looked different, and they all got bullied on him and beat him up and stuff like that. Houston didn't have that kind of problem. People took up for each other. The old morality was better. They used to didn't bring guns in school. They brought them to school, but that was because they was going squirrel hunting that evening. They didn't bring them in the school. I mean, you never had none of this stuff of kids bringing guns in the school and starting shooting people. That was unheard of back in the old day. Is the old way better? Yes, it sure was. I'll never forget when those school shootings first started. They had all the school shooting on TV, and it showed, and they said, we can't figure out why this is happening. Why is this happening? You know, we don't understand what's going on. What made them do this? And then somebody showed me that the rock group Pearl Jam had a video back, this has been 15 years ago. And the video was called Jeremy, and it's about a young kid, about 12 or 14 years old, who got mad at his teacher and students and the class, his classmates. He comes back to school the next day with a gun and just kills every one of them. And there's blood all over the place. And all that's a video. It aired nonstop on MTV for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And then we wonder why stuff like that really happens in real life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this morning, the old ways was better as far as morality goes. Drugs, we didn't have drugs in school. When I went to school, I knew a couple of boys that smoked pot, and I knew of a guy that got messed up on drugs, and that was it. It wasn't like everywhere you look, everywhere you go, every party. I mean, these kids nowadays in college doing this hazing and all this stuff now, and all kinds of drugs. They're dying all the time. They try to keep that news down and low-key on these college campuses because they want your money. But I'm telling you, the old morality is better than the new immorality. Say amen right there. that. What about in our churches? The old way was better. And churches used to be... Listen, there used to be a time in this country when it meant something to be a Christian. Everybody no better wasn't a Christian back in them days. I mean, if a man said, I'm a Christian, that mean he was honest. That mean he paid his bills. That mean he treated people right. That mean he went to church on Sunday. Now you can rap and cuss and shack up and then say, I thank the Lord he gave me this talent. And you know, I'm telling you something, brother. Listen, the old morality is the new, is a lot better than the new immorality. I'm telling you something, brother Pete. You know why we're old-fashioned today? You know what preachers used to do? I don't care if you went to a Baptist or a Methodist or a Presbyterian. Back 100 years ago, when you went to the Baptist church, the preacher would come, he'd stomp that foot and point his finger and say, you're going to hell if you don't get saved. You went down to the Methodist church, they told you the same thing. You went to the Presbyterian church, they told you the same thing. Some of them old-time Methodists, the old-time Methodists. I'm telling you, they'd peel the paint off the wall. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. was one of them. Sam Jones, all them guys, old-timey preachers that preach, and they thundered out. They thundered out. This is wrong. This is wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, the old morality is better than the new immorality. Lord have mercy. Preacher used to stomp and thunder about sin. They put the fear of God in you. Now they think you're crazy if you do stuff like that. They talked about judgment. They talked about hell. You know what preachers talk about now? Turn your FM station on. Here's what preachers talk about now. Beware of this spirit, people. It's talk sessions, feel good, how to cope, handling stress, ways to manage your money, and basically about half of the Christian shows they have on there now are the translated how to get your husband to do what you want him to do and you get to be the boss but act like you're in submission. That's the true message. Amen, say amen out there. Amen. About half of them Christian books nowadays is how to get your husband to obey you. I know you don't like that, but you need some old-fashioned leather lung preaching and help you tell you what's right and what's wrong. I'm going to tell you something this morning. What God said right, right. What God said wrong, wrong. The truth will stand when this world's on fire. I'm telling you, the old morality is a lot better than what we got nowadays. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'll say it just a little bit plainer. You want a little bit plainer? I mean, if you didn't get that, you're deaf. But I'll say it just a little bit plainer. It is still wrong to tell a lie. Right. It is still wrong to lay down in bed with somebody you ain't married to. Yeah. Is that plain enough? Yeah. Is that plain enough? Yeah. You say, well, I can't help it. Yes, you can. Yeah. Amen. I'm telling you, it's still wrong to drink liquor. Yeah. It's still wrong to tell a lie. It's still wrong not to pay your bills. Is that plain enough for you? The old morality. You say, well, I just can't believe you talk that way. Listen, all preachers used to talk like that. You know what the old morality said? There's a hell. You young people sitting here this morning, and you think, well, me and my girlfriend, we sleep together, but it's only like 3 nights a week, so we're doing good. No, you ain't doing good. You ain't doing good. You are sinning against your body, and the body will react on you. You're sinning against your body, and your body will fight back. God never made you to commit fornication, and God, your body will fight back. That is not in my notes. I didn't even plan on saying that. But there's some of you in here that need that real bad. I'm telling you this morning, it's still wrong. The old morality is still right. Amen? The world. You see, the church jumped down here. Now the world, they're way down here. There's some people out visiting the other day. Went and knocked on a door, and this woman has a big sign. I got a picture of it on my phone. Some girl sent it to me from Florida. And a big sign on her door that says, God save me. That sounds good, don't it? It says, God save me from your good people. God save me from your good people. I saw a bumper sticker. I saw it with my own eyes. It said, sorry, I missed church Sunday. I was practicing witchcraft and being a lesbian. Laughing at the very God that gives them that card right around here. I'm telling you, the old morality. quality is better than this new stuff. You know why our nation's in the shape it's in? You know why gas is so high? Do you know why there's wars and rumors? You know why diseases are spread all over this country? You know why? Because people will not get wrong with God and do what God said to. God said He'd heal our land if we'd do right. I want to say secondly this morning, I'm talking about the new morality is better, is worse than the old morality. I'm going to say the New Age movement. The New Age movement. Back in the 60s, actually around 1980, the phrase was made April 25th, 1982. Major newspapers run a paper article that said the Christ is here. The new Christ of the New Age. And it's about the order of the Illuminati. Illuminati means illuminate, like these lights illuminate, light. It means the enlightened ones. And they have this all-seeing eyes. You've heard me preach, you know, if you come here to church, you're educated on that. And they use certain phrases. What they used to call demons now are called spirit guides and masters. What was called seances is now called transcendental meditation and channeling. What people used to call demon possession is now your alter ego. Yeah. Beyonce, Sasha Fierce, Lady Dudu, her alter ego, Roman. Wow. And now Martha, that Roman's mother, and others, she says, that live inside her. You know what the old book says? That's demon possession. Yeah. That in the New Age movement says alter ego. You know what they used to call the occult? Now it's called the New Age. When you hear phrases like holistic health and meditation and yoga and TM, even vegetarian, you are dealing with demonic doctrines of the New Age. Amen? Listen, God never told nobody in the Bible to be a vegetarian. That's a doctrine of the devil. I'm glad. Say amen right there. I mean, have you ever seen these people that all they eat celery? They look like they got the flu every time you see them. I mean, get you a chicken leg, amen. I mean, that's right. I'm telling you something, bro. Listen, I hear you. You hear me this morning. That stuff's wicked. Poor old Paul McCartney made $50 million in 1 year, and he can't even eat a hamburger. He says, I will not eat a hamburger. I can't eat a hamburger. I'm richer than Paul McCartney. I can go to McDonald's and eat a hamburger and a McRib if I want to. And brother, I tell you something, brother, I feel sorry for them paupers. The poor old beggar can't even have to eat lettuce all his life. The devil has deceived him for that New Age movement. Amen. If you got any ham you don't believe in eating, bring it over. We'll take care of that for you. Wouldn't want you to sin. They believe that a world leader will someday emerge. Do you know part of this Mayan stuff I'm going to preach about next Sunday? Did you know that part of their doctrine teaches that on December the 21st, an ascended master is going to come down and help the world have world peace? That's part of their doctrine. This world leader is going to descend. Well, I might believe that if the rapture happened December the 20th. I mean, if the Lord comes December 20th, the ascended master might come down. He might come down anyway. I don't know. But he's got to come up before he comes down. He'll come out of the pit. He'll go up there and come down so they'll think he come from Mars and they'll be deceived. That's the New Age movement. It's the New Age doctrine is basically utopianism. And utopianism means that we can all work together and be good and love each other, that finally mankind will have no differences and there'll be no more war. Now, let me tell you what's going on. What's our biggest problem in the world? War. A lot of people fight. They disagree. They have differences. So how do you stop war? You get rid of differences. Therefore, you're trying to bring everybody together. There's no male and female. Unisex. That's what you call it. No different. No boys. No girls. There's no black, there's no white, everybody's the same, nobody's any different from anybody else. You try to erase differences, bring everybody together, one world, one government, one monetary system, one language, and God is not in 10 million miles of that. I preached on that last Sunday. It's witchcraft, it's meditation, it's yoga. Yoga ain't right, kids. Yoga's not right, ladies. You can figure out somebody to lose weight without that stuff. That stuff is hooked into mysticism. Yeah. And yet, anytime you see somebody doing that right there, yeah. You know why they're doing that right there? Because when that spirit, they say a spirit comes through you, and it comes through here and goes like that, and if you do your hands like that, it'll go out. But if you do your hands like that, it'll circle back around. You trapped it. It'll circle back around and go back through you. So you sit around like this, with your legs crossed, and do this kind of junk like that. You're asking for the wrong spirit. You ain't going to get shaped like that. You're going to get the devil in you. Greenpeace, the environmental movement. The environmental movement is responsible for our economic collapse that we're seeing in this country, largely. They won't let you build. You can't even build nothing now. Nobody don't want to start a business. There's too many blessed restrictions and rules and regulations. They're bankrupting the country, people. Say amen right there. You read in your book of Revelation, you'll see what God believes about the green stuff. Amen? Oh, Al Gore, he's mad because they're burning coal in West Virginia, and his private jet pollutes more air than ever coal truck my cousin's got up there. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. This morning, you hear me? That environmental movement's of the devil. The earth ain't our mother. The earth ain't alive. We are not supposed to live here to protect Mother Earth. She ain't your mother. You say, well, what if we run out of trees? No problem. In the book of Revelation, it said God burned up a third of the trees, a third of the green grass and all that. God knows exactly how long we're going to be here, and there's enough trees to get us over there. They said, well, what about future generations? There ain't going to be no future generations when God says stop. That's right. I went to preach somewhere. I was in New York or somewhere where there ain't nothing but concrete and stuff. And they said, but we're running out of trees. I said, come home with me if you think we're running out of trees. Fly out from Knoxville to Asheville. Son, there's enough trees up there to build everybody in the United States a log cabin. That's truth. That's true. We ain't running out of trees. Don't believe this stuff. They say, well, we're polluting the air. It'll be all right. God'll clean it out. When you hear phrases like this, positive visualization, stress management, creativity, intuition exercises, guided imagery, visualization. What in the world is a bunch of fool stuff like that? Mental channeling. What's mental channeling? You're opening yourself up to something. And if it's not God, it's a devil coming in. Eastern mysticism. Keep the population below 500,000. You ever seen those stones in Georgia? Get on the internet and look at them. They have these humongous stones, look like big Ten Commandments stuck up in Georgia, and it's got the plan for the one world government in the New Age, and the first thing is get the population of the world down below 1 million. And they're working for that right now. I ain't got time to talk about all that. And I remember when I was a kid, they come out with this song and it said, when the moon is in the seventh power, whatever, and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets. And I remember when I was a kid, I thought, there's something wrong with them people. Yeah. And I wasn't even saved. But Mom was around the house, and I knew the Spirit of the Lord, and I remember as plain as I'm standing here thinking, them people messed up. Something's wrong with them. This is the dawning of the age. I said, I don't see nothing. Ain't no dawning of a bunch of hippies on smoked up on stuff. That's what it was. There was no age of Aquarius. He said, but you know what they were saying? They're saying in the late 60s, they were saying, well, it's all opening up. We're throwing away the old ways. We're throwing away the old Bible. Everything's new. The Savior's coming. And it's a devil coming in. The old way's better, people. The old way's better. Let me just say one more thing and I'm through right quickly. The New World Order. I remember old George Bush Sr. said that way back in the early 90s. He said, a new world order. And everybody started talking about it. The one world government, one world monetary system, a one world religion under His Majesty the Devil. You hear him talking about, and I'm not campaigning right now, but you hear him talking about big government. You hear him arguing on TV if you'll listen to any of the presidential debates, and I did not watch that one the other night. I was busy. I saw a little bits and pieces of it, but you'll hear them all talking about big government, big government. And I'm going to tell you something. Always in the Bible, big government's of the devil. Always. We want small, localized government communities, towns, make their own decision. Keep government small. I'll tell you where we're headed in this country. This ain't the message either. But we are headed in this country to the point where almost everybody's dependent on the government to take care of them. And we're doomed, man. We're done. Because where does the government get the money? From the few that still work for it. And they take it away from them and give it to them. Amen. I don't care if you like that or not, brother. That ain't right. That ain't right. If a man makes $100 million, it's his and he's entitled to it. And I ain't got it. I wish I did, but I ain't. But if a man works honest for it and gets it, it's his. Don't take it away from him and get somebody. It won't work. I like that for old fashioned. I'll tell you something that's old fashioned. The Bible said if a man won't work, he ain't supposed to eat. How's that for old time? You cut that food off, they'll get a job. And if you can't, then we'll take care of you. The old one world government is a new wicked thing. They call us conspiracy theorists. Because we don't believe. I heard a guy, Epstein guy, he's a German, I think. He's a commentator on that MSNBC. They had him on there and he said, these people that believe there's conspiracies and stuff, he said they're the same people that don't believe in evolution. Like anybody, he said, anybody who don't believe in evolution is a poor, stupid, uneducated nut who has no business even commenting on politics. Can you believe the difference? You tell me this world ain't in bad shape? I'd like to ask him about the green turtle. You say, what in the world is a green turtle? It's a big one. Weighs 850 pounds. And the green turtle swims 1,000 miles in the Atlantic Ocean to an island and digs a hole 2 foot deep and lays 100 eggs in it and swims 1,000 miles back to the Brazilian coast and 2 years later comes back and does it again. Now they evolved and learned how to do that. What did they do all them millions of years before they figured out how to swim 1,000 miles and lay 100 eggs and come back and check on them 2 years and so that them turtles would migrate in the ocean? That evolved. These are the same people that believe in evolution trying to run our country. That's what we ought to do. The people trying to run this nation, these are the same people that believe in evolution. You know, the slow people. Anybody that believes in evolution is slow. That close to being retarded, if not all the way there. If you believe everything come out of nothing, brother, your brain's gone on vacation. They like that for old fashioned. And tell your college professor, I said that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And if he says, well, he's great, say, well, where'd it come from, smarty?
Yeah.
Everything come out of nothing? There wasn't nothing, then there was something? If there wasn't nothing, then there was something, and everything come out of nothing, there wouldn't have been no nothing for it to come out of, duh.
That's right.
The old better. I'm going to tell you something this morning, I'm through. When it comes time to die, and it's going to. Or I've been having all kind of weird dreams lately, just in the last few nights. And I dream about my mom and my sister that's done gone on to heaven. I think, Lord, it's old-fashioned day. Maybe I'm about to kick the bucket. I don't know. You never know. But when it comes time to die, and it will, an atheist or a new ager, or a free thinker, has nothing to hold on to. I don't know about you, but I will cling to the old rugged cross. The old way's better, people. Look, I'm glad for this material. I like this wood. My goodness, I like chandeliers. I like, but I'm telling you, when it comes to your life, the old way's a lot better. The old better. And what you need to do this morning? You need to get your life, you personally, right with God. You can't blame your parents because they got divorced. You can't blame your mom and dad. You can't blame your kid. You can't blame nobody. You need to get your life right with God today before you leave this church. Let's stand by our head for prayer. The old is better.